This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It was funny. We got hit by hurricanes recently in Texas and Florida. I was hit by Hurricane Harvey as well. And people know that, of course, you know, the air, the atmosphere can have effects on you and through storms and so on. But people don't think about space weather. There's a lot of space weather events that can happen too, like giant cosmic hurricanes. You know that the entire planet, Earth, all of Earth could just be destroyed in an instant from just a beam of energy from an exploding star in another galaxy? Seriously. Sometimes these beams are very narrow, you know, like less than 1 degree wide, and there could be a beam of energy, just neutron bombardment, basically, just take out Earth in an instant, kill all life. And how do we know that's not going to happen? We don't know. We don't have any idea. It could happen tomorrow. Who knows? But it's unlikely to happen tomorrow, but it could happen tomorrow. Now, we also know that, according to astronomers and astrophysicists, that the sun, our sun, is eventually going to have a lot less density. It's going to expand its spherical volume, and it's going to envelop Mercury and Venus and Earth. Like, the diameter of the sun, they say, would become larger than the entire diameter of Earth's orbit around the sun. That's what they're saying. So one day we know Earth is going to be consumed by fire. It's not a Bible prophecy. That's like straight astrophysics, you see. Now, they say that's, I think, a few hundred million years away. And I tend to think that we humans will probably blow ourselves to bits long before that ever happens, you know, with nuclear weapons or what have you. Maybe dark energy photon torpedoes, who knows. But the point is that the sun is eventually going to subsume the Earth. Now, what does this mean? It means that long-term, if humanity is going to survive in the cosmos, which I assume would be one of our goals, we're going to have to become a multiplanetary species, again, because of space weather. There's a lot of weird space weather out there. Oh, let me talk about solar flares for a second. So one thing that could wipe out most of human civilization right now is, of course, a CME, or a coronal mass ejection. This is a solar event, basically a flare. And the flares are being thrown off by the sun all the time, every day, in every random direction. Now, every once in a while, one of those flares hits Earth just from luck alone. I mean, you know, just physics. When that happens, and according to NASA, there's about a 10% chance. Wait, hold on a second. It's a 12% chance every decade, if I remember correctly, according to NASA. When that happens, it's going to take down most of the power grid. It's going to blast all the satellites out of orbit. Or fry their electronics anyway. And it's going to basically turn Earth into the 18th century in terms of, like, you're going to be blasted back to the Dark Ages or maybe later than that. But you're not going to have advanced electronics. That's my point. You know, your iPhone, toast, right? The internet, forget it. Doesn't work. All your Bitcoin, worthless because you can't access it anymore. No electricity. Your car probably won't work. No lights, no cellular telephones. No dial 911, nothing. All right, and we've talked about this before, so hopefully you're familiar with that scenario, but that a solar flare could happen at any time without warning, mind you, you just take down the whole power grid. So that's another example of space weather that we are subject to. You might think you wake up every day, you think things are going to be normal, everything's going to be fine, the sun comes up, it goes down, another day, everything's okay. You might wake up one day and you don't feel anything in your body, but there's no electricity. You're now living in a world without a power grid. So that could happen. Now, in terms of other space weather events, there are, of course, asteroids and meteors and comets. You know, as astrophysicists say, there's stuff flying around up there. On cyclical orbits, you know, periodic orbits around the sun. that bring them into intersection with Earth's orbit around the sun. And if timing is just right, the Earth can be struck by a large rock from outer space. Now, these large rocks, if they're small, they will burn up in the atmosphere. Even if they're kind of medium sized, they'll burn up in the atmosphere, but they'll explode in the atmosphere, which is what happened in Russia, I don't know, a few decades ago. If they're really, really large, they will survive reentry. A lot of their matter will be burned off as they're re-entering the atmosphere, and then they will still strike the ground with a tremendous amount of kinetic force. Kinetic force is what does the damage. Now, force is equal to 1/2 times mass, or 1/2 mass times velocity squared. So the velocity is squared in that equation. In other words, you know, if you're moving, if the object's moving twice as fast, it's 4 times as much kinetic energy. That kinetic energy is what throws particulate matter up into the atmosphere on Earth, which can blot out the sun for years. So one asteroid hitting the Earth doesn't even matter where it hits. It can hit on land, it can hit in the sea, it can hit in the ocean, wherever. It's going to throw a bunch of particulate matter up into the atmosphere and block the sun for a couple of years, which of course will lead to what? Mass starvation, food collapse, famine, disease, social unrest, toppling of world governments. Basically, everything that Bill Murray mentioned in Ghostbusters. It's all going to happen. Dogs and cats living together, whatever. I don't remember the exact quote, but it's going to be bad. So in any case, these things can happen without warning. Don't think you live in a safe cosmos, because you really don't. Your life is fragile. You can't live very long without oxygen. You can't survive much radiation from an exploding star. Not much at all. You can't even survive much difference in the force of gravity. You know, you go to 10G and your body starts to get ripped apart. You know, you can't survive that. You can't even breathe. Your heart can't even pump blood at 10G, probably, for most people, unless you're incredibly physically fit. So, you know, life is not as permanent as you think. And until we get off this planet and colonize another planet, you know, humanity can be wiped out in an instant. And you put the odds of all these things together over time, you know, it's pretty likely that we're not going to make it. That's what I'm saying. And that's assuming we don't destroy ourselves first. So will humanity be in the universe 500 years from now? I don't know. Maybe not. It's certainly no guarantee. Anything could happen, frankly, and lay waste to the planet. I mean, Yellowstone could erupt for all we know. There's a lot that could go wrong. But in any case, we are here now, so enjoy life while we have it. Use your life for good. You know, be an ethical person. Be a moral person. Help others when you can. Help protect life. Be a truthful, honest person. Live with integrity. And then your life is worth being lived no matter when we go. We might all go tomorrow. But if you've lived a life worth living, then that counts for something, no matter how you go. At least that's my take on it. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Naturalnews.com is my website, and you can listen to more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.